Have you ever felt like no matter how much you work hard and no matter how much you try, you still feel that something is off, that you are stuck deep within yourself? You chase clarity, but confusion returns. You chase results and maybe get it sometimes, but that deep sense of fulfillment and peace never comes. Now, regarding this, what if I tell you the true reason that you are feeling this is not because of what you are doing, but it's because of who you are being. Now, I've realized this myself many times in my life. As I was building my firm, whenever I used to push and work really hard and take a lot of pressure on myself and just focused on the doing, on the efforts part, then there was always a resistance. I never used to get what I wanted. But then when I learned to let go of things, when I focused more on my being, on my identity, on my swabhava, then things began to change dramatically. So I wish to take you on this journey today of what I learned through Vedanta and what we teach at ACS through conscious creation. Let's begin with Bhagavad Gita's 6th verse from the 6th chapter. It states, Bhanduratmat manastasya enatmaivatma na jitaha anatmanastu shatrutve vartetatmaiva shatruvatu. For the one who has conquered the self acts as his best ally or friend. But for the one who has failed to do so, the self is his worst enemy. Now, this particular verse has become the guiding verse, the guiding principle for our community at the Advaita Conscious Society. For most of us across this world, all we need to know and understand is just this single verse, that if we conquer ourselves at all dimensions, at all levels of our being, then whatever it is that we wish to achieve in this material world, in terms of wealth, health, relationships, purpose, meaning, can easily be achieved. And not just that, even in our spiritual exploration, in our spiritual journeys, that ultimate goal that is common for all of us that we are seeking can also be easily achieved if we just focus on this single verse. Now, this is what we ask our members to do at ACS, and you can do it for yourself. Just take a printout of this verse and the translation of it. We will also make sure to leave the PDF of it below and just frame it or pin it up where it is visible for you during your work throughout the day. Because if you just internalize this principle that all I have to do is to take charge of myself and to conquer myself, to understand my deepest nature, my identity, my swabhava, and work on that level and take control of it and then do whatever I wish to do in this world, then the life of purpose, meaning and abundance unfolds. You know, many years ago, I was reading a book. It's a very popular book called Conversations with God, written by Neil Donald Walsh. And there in a particular chapter, God speaks to the author about a paradigm called the be-do-have paradigm. And this is about being, doing and having. Basically, what we need to understand here is that there are three dimensions, there are three paradigms. At the lowest level, there is the having paradigm. And this is where most of society is. You know, most of society, we are like beggars. We say, I want this, I want that, I wish to have this, I wish to have that. We don't focus on giving, we don't focus on adding value, we don't even focus on creating something. We just wish to have. So this is the having paradigm, where there is highest resistance, struggle, stress, anxiety, and there is least leverage. This is where most of us get stuck. A little bit higher than that is the doing paradigm. This is much better, but still, this is not a place of high leverage. This is where many entrepreneurs and professionals get stuck. This is where people believe that if I work hard, if I struggle, if I hustle, then I will get things that I wish to have in this world. And of course, there is some truth to it. When we work hard, it creates the physical karma, which in turn yields results in this material world. But there is a dimension higher than this called the being paradigm. And it is the place of infinite leverage and infinite potential, where we can live a life of true purpose, meaning, and holistic abundance, not just in one area of life, but in all areas of life. Now, this is not a philosophy, it is a principle, which if we just understand, our life can evolve beautifully. You know, if we take charge of the being, you know, that dimension, that self within us, which Krishna spoke about in Gita, and if we transform that transformed being gives rise to a transformed doing, which in turn results in transformed having. So our focus here should not be just on having, but on being. So if we go beyond working hard to exploring our true potential, to exploring our true nature, then that is where we will find that deep sense of fulfillment and holistic abundance. And this journey is conscious creation. And this is what we teach at Advaita Conscious Society. The journey of conscious creation to reach our full potential in order to live a life of meaning, purpose, fulfillment and holistic abundance. This is what we call our ideal life. Now, this is very different from the typical law of attraction, manifestation and self-help teachings that there are there across the world. Ideal life is not about any one particular outcome. It is not just about money or a car or having one particular relationship, because we don't even know what amount of money can we sustain, and we don't even know what is the best outcomes for our life, because most of us live from a place of limited being, which is the place of ego. Ego can never understand what our true potential is and what our purpose is in this world. How should we be contributing to this world? Ego cannot get there. So, conscious creation is about going beyond ego and exploring that deep dimension within us that we call consciousness, that will in turn lead us to the life that we truly wish to live. That is the life that we call ideal life at ACS. That is a life of purpose, potential, meaning and abundance. Of course, health, wealth, relationships are a part of it. But it goes further. Ideal life is not just about achieving abundance in wealth, health and relationships, but it is about exploring ourselves at all dimensions, at all levels, and living our purpose, our Swadharma. So this being is what we call Swabhava or identity. And when we truly understand our true nature or identity or Swabhava and transform it, we discover our purpose, that is Swadharma, which will in turn lead us to the ideal life that we are looking for. Now let's think about this verse logically. Krishna says, for those who have conquered their self through the self is their greatest ally or friend. If one fails to do so, then the self becomes their greatest enemy. There is a profound meaning and logic to this statement. When you begin an endeavor, whether it's a business or a profession or even your spiritual journey, if you stand against yourself, if you make a commitment at the level of the intellect, but if your mind doesn't accept it, or if your body doesn't accept it, if you do not conquer yourself at all dimensions, at all levels, then how can you succeed in anything? If you stand against yourself, then how can you succeed at anything in life? But if you stand with yourself, not just at one dimension, but at all levels, at all dimensions. If you become holistic and one and integrated, and if you pursue a purpose, a cause, a goal, whether it's business success or whether it's spiritual evolution, There is nothing in this world that can stop you. There is no force in this world that can stop you, because when you are whole within and when you have conquered yourself through conscious creation, then the entirety of the life force, that infinite potential, stands with you. So to do that, we must understand that we need to conquer ourselves. The external reality, the external world, is just a reflection of what is going on within. Everything that we see outside is a reflection of what is going on within. As within, so without. With this understanding, each and every one of us should just focus on understanding ourselves and conquering the self. That is what Shri Krishna taught all of us, and that is the wisdom that Shri Krishna gave Arjuna in the battle of Kurukshetra.